I gotta wipe my chin because some spittle landed on it.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. No. I'm Dan Levitard. That's Mina Kimes, and he's Pablo Torre. Let's get started.
Did LSU convince you it's a historically great team?
How can it be disputed? Who is disputing it? I mean, the 2001 Miami Hurricanes are the best team I've ever seen. Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, and Frank Gore vying for the running back position. But this offense was better than that one. This offense, you can make the argument, is the most professional offense we have ever seen in the history of amateurism. And their defense was good enough to not allow Clemson's receivers, who are mostly first-round picks, to get open, and not allow Trevor Lawrence to do all the things that he does. They were great against a defense that is also from very good to great. There is no disputing. This echoes for time. This is one of the best teams we've ever seen.
You argue against this team being the best of all time by pointing to the 01 Hurricanes, as Dan said, or the 95 Nebraska team. But the thing that's so uniquely different about this team is that this was an extreme makeover in the course of a year. Those teams were established dynasties. This team, last year, Joe Burrow was a game manager. Joe Brady was an assistant with the Saints. Ed Orgeron was a guy whose voice at USC prevented him from getting the job full time because he didn't seem to be competent enough to run a program. And now, obviously, Burrow is the number one pick of the draft. Joe Brady revolutionized offense at a place that was allergic to throwing. And now Ed Orgeron, man, like, if you sold an Alexa device with Ed Orgeron's voice, I would buy it. Everything has changed for this program in one single year.
Yeah, I think it's pretty indisputable, in part because of the level of competition they face. They really ran the gauntlet. First team in college football history to beat all four teams in the top four in the preseason. I think you saw how they did that last night, because in the first quarter, it looked like we were going to get a real game, a chess match between the number one scoring offense and the number one scoring defense. And then LSU just evolved and the blitz stopped working and they figured it out. Brent Venables is probably the best defensive coordinator in the history of college football. And he had no answer for LSU last night. If these two teams play three more times, I actually think LSU wins by even more. What would a Alexa device with Coach O's voice even say?
Yeah, Pablo, it's 1 p.m. Go Tigers.
I need more energy drink. Go Tigers.
Pablo, you try to play Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You again?
Wait a minute. That was Mr. T. That wasn't Ed Orgeron.
Pablo, buy your wife a gift. Pablo, your Amazon delivery is coming.
Somehow getting worse the more I do it.
Wait a minute. Does his voice already sound like
DMX?
Yeah. Oh, no.
DMX?
Oh, no.
Mina, does every impersonation you have, it is. It's going to become DMX. How about a merging of Orgeron and DMX?
Right, yeah. Okay.
LSU going to give it to you.
Honestly, that wasn't that bad.
Are you completely sold on Joe Burrow's NFL future?
How could you not be? Trevor Lawrence is an exceptional pro prospect, but he looked last night like sophomores sometimes look in football games. The throws that Joe Burrow makes against whatever the competition is, he makes the right decisions. He's throwing the ball downfield. I don't know how much more you want, given that he's also extraordinarily confident. He does have something of an advantage in that he's 23 years old. Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow, and he's playing against guys who are younger, but I do think it all translates. I'd have to dispute anyone who says it doesn't.
So yes and no. Yes, because Joe Burrow is the best college quarterback I've seen since Andrew Luck. In those four games against the top four opponents I mentioned earlier, he averaged 425 yards a game, zero interceptions. That's just stupid. But no, because he's going to play for the Cincinnati Bengals. And if there's one thing I've learned from covering rookie quarterbacks in the NFL, it's that context matters. Putting Joe Burrow behind that Bengals offensive line with those weapons is like casting Robert De Niro in Dirty Grandpa. And as someone who paid real American dollars to go see Dirty Grandpa in the theater, Robert De Niro did not elevate that movie.
It is absurd how numb I've gotten to Joe Burrow, who is a person that I spent approximately 0 seconds thinking about before this year. But I was watching this game last night and I was like, wow, Joe Burrow kind of seems off. And then I looked at the box score and he had set records for touchdowns and also yards in the title game. And so all of this makes me think that this guy is for real. He has accuracy. He throws with pace, all the things you need to do in the NFL. And then to that confidence thing you mentioned, after the game, do we have the video of him with this cigar? Because he has never looked more like someone put Jim Brewer into the Captain America Super Soldier program than that right there. What a come up for Joe Burrow.
Yes, he was feeling pretty good about himself right there.
Did last night's game make you think less of Trevor Lawrence?
I was amazed by LSU's cornerbacks. Clemson is the closest thing to LSU I had seen all season offensively, that when you're watching them, it feels like you're watching a professional team, professional receivers working with a professional quarterback. There were a lot of overthrows, but I give all of that credit to an SEC defense in LSU that has athletes all over the place, because I couldn't believe that I was watching yesterday and those Clemson receivers weren't getting the kind of separation I've been watching them get all season.
How dare Trevor Lawrence lose one game ever? He has not lost yet. He hasn't lost since November of 2017 when he was in high school, and he is just 20 years old. He has magnificent hair, as we all know. He is arguably the better pro prospect than Joe Burrow. The reason he was leading, I think, the nation or tying for the lead in overthrows last night, I think, was because LSU's defense was way better over the latter part of the year than we remember from the earlier part of the year. But the fact is, Trevor Lawrence is allowed to look mortal. And yes, he deserves blame, but give me all of the stock in that guy if there's a discount being sold on that right now.
It's a little bittersweet, because if Trevor Lawrence was allowed to enter the NFL draft after the championship last year, he probably would have gone number one overall and would have ended his college career perfectly, right? In the Natty last year, on third down, his QBR was 99.9. This year, it was just over one. Now, I agree with you guys that we shouldn't overreact to one game, but I will say some of the mistakes I saw, the overthrows, lack of accuracy, were ones that did pop up earlier in the season with Clemson. So what this means is, while Trevor Lawrence is probably the number one overall pick next year and Clemson most certainly is going to be the favorite, there will be a bit of skepticism that he needs to overcome.
Did you call the national title game the Natty?
I know, I said that so casually, and I regretted it. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew it didn't work. I know. It's like the time I tried to say lit on this show. I was, I regret that every day.
Yeah, you should.
Or fit, like when I'm like, nice fit, I'm like, oh. Oh my gosh, and one time I tried to pull off drip. I was like,
oh,
check
no.
out his. I know.
Wait, whose drip were you appraising?
Everybody was saying it, and I wanted to say it, and like it just didn't. I know.
Does Mina think we're not going to air that?
Oh, Natty! Stop laughing at me.
Is baseball wrong to silence clubs about the Astros' punishment?
You are not going to get the son of Cuban exiles to argue on behalf of censorship or propaganda or silence when this kind of thing is around. And you're talking about one of the biggest cheating scandals in the history of the sport. Stiffer penalties than we've seen for management types, because they're not going after the players who actually did it. Somehow in this sport, guys, the worst thing that they could have done to the Astros is a little tiny asterisk putting it on their name. But they didn't do that. They did the next best thing to that. They punished harshly. They want people to shut up. I'm not interested in whether or not people shut up. This is going on throughout the sport, and they're going to get the Red Sox next.
I agree with you, Dan, but I'm also not sure what teams would say exactly. Like, would we have a lot of clubs coming out and condemning the Astros? We got this great no comment comment from the Dodgers. But beyond that, I think teams are probably a little bit afraid to get into this. And I actually think baseball might be protecting some of them from themselves, because I don't see this scandal going away. I'm not sure the scope is going to be contained to the Astros. And you remember that quote from AJ Hinch that's from October and started circulating, where he called the sign stealing allegations a joke? This, to me, is baseball preventing other teams from stepping in it the way he did.
I think it's absolutely about the other teams. Sports Illustrated reported that the Astros apparently named eight other teams that had been guilty of something similar. And what's so funny to me about this is that this was a method of cheating that ultimately became a metaphor for its punishment. This was Rob Manfred taking a baseball bat to a garbage can and very loudly in front of everybody and saying, this is what's wrong with our sport. The Houston Astros specifically, this is the toxic culture, they're dirty, they are the problem. But in reality, I think it's about a lot more than this. I was talking to a retired baseball player last week who was saying that this is far more commonplace than anybody understands. And when it comes to telling those teams to be silent, part of me thinks that's the worst possible strategy, because the number one way to make a news story and perhaps get into a show's A block is to say, you guys need to be silent, because all we're going to do is then wonder, wait a minute, what are you guys trying to be silent about?
Mina, did you see what Pablo tried to pass off as the first journalism he's done since Sports Illustrated? I talked to a retired baseball player last week. Sources, look at him.
It was probably someone who works at ESPN. And by talking, he means he turned on SportsCenter and listened to them and said something to the TV.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Oh, no. There he is, right there. He's getting drowsy. Is it the carbs? Is it the carbs?
Time to play the game that thinks Dan was afraid to wear a colorful jacket today. Because I'm here. Do you question?
Yeah. You give us topics and events, we question them. I had the brown one on. I thought about poop emoji jokes. And I put on blue. Safe.
Do you question if Zion is a good teammate?
You might think that NBA ratings are down because of China, or because LeBron's on the West Coast, or because the regular season doesn't matter. But one of the reasons might be because the Pelicans are always in primetime games as we sit around waiting for Zion Williamson to come back, and he hasn't been back yet. So here he is on the bench.
Oh, no.
There he is, right there. He's getting drowsy. Is it the carbs? Is it the carbs? Could it be the carbs?
No, don't do that.
I mean, one way to mask the fact that Zion Williamson may just be suffering from the itis in this video is by him just claiming what I claim when I go to church with my family and end up falling asleep. No, I was just meditating. I was just reaching a state of
deep
enlightenment. I was so focused, actually, in touch with God that I reached unconsciousness myself.
That's very good. NBA these days, too, right? Mental, like, focus and all of that. What he really needs is to get those Homer Simpson glasses and just start wearing them to games.
Yeah.
What he really needs is to get out on the court so we can stop talking about stuff like him sleeping instead of playing.
Do you question whether Marcus Stroman's workout is impressive?
Okay, he used to be with the Blue Jays. He's with the Mets now. And before I throw it to this video, I'd just like to show everyone here a photo of Marcus Stroman's father, just so you can get a look at what working out looks like. Yes, he's very strong. And so Stroman looks very small next to his old man. And let's see what his workout looks like.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's a glass of wine on his back. That's good core work. That's good adductors, abductors. Yes.
That's a red wine.
Very impressive balance. Also kind of looks like he is auditioning to be the middle part of a human centipede.
I'm pretty sure that's how LeBron works out in the off season too.
Don't we have a better video of working out with alcohol? I feel like we've shown one around here before better than that one, although that one's pretty good.
Yes,
that was Joe Burrow last night. Joe Burrow.
Highly questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
It's time to play the game that really wishes a wrestling legend was with us. See? Oh, no.
Why would we have a wrestling legend with us? That doesn't make any sense. You give us some television shows to watch. We'll tell you if we're intrigued.
Tomorrow night on TNT, AEW Bash at the Beach.
I am contractually obligated here to say see to this, because TNT tomorrow night, if you want tickets here in Miami, allelitewrestling.com. We know he's going to be intrigued. Let's show a clip here. Let's promote it a little bit, though.
Jericho's head, and the paradigm shift to LeSean beyond. God, it looks like a long blow. Tope Suicida.
Am I ready for one more match? Ooh, yeah, Maxwell, you're gonna have to snap into this. Bang.
Le Campeon is here with us. What are you? You're intrigued, obviously.
I'm very intrigued with the whole thing. I got hit in the head with a champagne bottle last week, and it hurt.
Yes, you're supposed to hold up the card. It's a very simple game.
Oh, okay. So,
I don't mean to disrespect.
I didn't know if you were talking to me or what.
I don't mean to disrespect the champion. Pablo, are you intrigued?
See, I am very intrigued. I was in just on the idea that I want to understand America better, and therefore, like, wrestling is a good metaphor to understand all of us. But then I also saw a guy getting kneed in the junk, and I'm just automatically in on that.
It's always great. How about you, Mina? Are you intrigued?
Yes, and even if I wasn't, I think I would be afraid to say so right now. Yes, fully
LA's
intrigued.
Not that far away, Mina, play along here.
Can't wait.
Tonight in the NHL, Devils and Maple Leafs.
You're a Canada guy. You're a fan of hockey, correct?
Well, of course, I'm from Canada, so I have to be, right? You know Mike from Canada?
I don't know Mike from Canada.
That's what people always say.
Austin Matthews, let's check in. He's an American star in hockey, an American star. He's returning his stick, a stick to somebody. Here you go. Flipping it, easily.
Ooh, wow.
Yes, those guys are good. They're pretty good at doing things like that. How about you? We've already established El Campeón is interested in this.
Le Champion says le C.
I'm sorry. I made it Spanish. It was French.
You can't help it.
It's my bad. Pablo, are you intrigued?
See, I am very intrigued. You guys ever play that game, Edward 40 Hands? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You have to tape, like, 40s of Motley with your hands and move around. Yeah. Right, we've all done it. So the point is, I would like to watch, like, hockey players play a version of that game, like Edward Hockey Stick Hands, because those guys, what they can do with that, it's kind of incredible. I just want to see them make their way through life with hockey sticks for hands. I think they would be very good at everything.
Mina, how about you? What's your level of intrigue?
Pretty high, actually, based on that Warlockian clip, which, by the way, Chris, I don't know if you watched the show, that is the most hockey we have shown months. Counting dogs.
Because I'm on the show and I'm Canadian.
You
want
to see how we normally cover hockey? Let's throw it to this. Let's see. What do we have? Yes.
Oh, no.
Right there. Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
That's so big.
That's a beer league for you.
What is this? Come on. This
come on.
It is. Come on.
That old canard. Is that a bear?
It was a bear. Yes. That
hockey
a bear.
Playing bear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there she goes.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that guy.
HQ special there.
My goodness.
Nope.
Oh,
geez. Well, that's new.
That's barely hockey.
Jericho Home Movies.
Oh, you want barely hockey? I'll show you barely hockey. Don't challenge us.
Tonight on History, Kings of Pain.
Okay, you would think we would enjoy this. Wrestling guy, testosterone. These are just basically men who are allowing themselves to be bitten by animals that have sharp teeth. What do we have here?
The scorpion fish, Scorpionidae, found in warm waters throughout the world, including the coast of the U.S. This is one of the most venomous fish in the ocean. A sting comes from contact from the venomous spines that cover the fish's head and body. Although deaths are rare, they have certainly happened from stings from this fish.
Oh, dumb. Okay.
Look at that. Straight away, they're up.
There it is. There it is. Oh, yeah.
Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah. There it is.
It's isolated to my hand, but the pain, it's just overwhelming. Instant regret.
Although deaths are rare is a great qualifier. What about you, Jericho? Are you intrigued? Oh, no!
Yes.
Okay, now finally that being the newcomer here, I realize I'm actually allowed to talk when I give my review. I would say that was total fabrication. The scorpion fish touched his hand and he's like, oh, That is insufferable pain. BS.
Oh, wow.
It never happened. Okay. It's all fabricated reality TV crap. If you really want to impress me, get bit by a member of the Scorpions and see what happens.
Rock you like a hurricane! Ow!
I should have told him you were supposed to talk.
Yeah, see, now I'm on fire, baby!
Pablo, are you intrigued?
Chris Jericho is absolutely right. When we've seen previous Kings of Pain clips, you actually get to see a literal scorpion, like, dig its stinger into someone's hand, or a lizard or a snake bites somebody. I agree, that seemed fake. Anybody can hold their hand and just yell at it in fake pain.
Thank you.
Mina, you want to disagree with Jericho? It doesn't sound like it.
Clearly not. We just heard about a man who got hit on the head with a champagne bottle. Yeah. You think that's going to impress this crowd? No way.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., TNT. He is excited. Chris Jericho. You've got to check this out. AllEliteWrestling.com.
AEW. Jericho.
Wait, so Chris, you thought that was fake? Like, just like wrestling?
Oh,
Watch the word, buddy.
Watch
the word.
Pablo, be careful.
We don't use the
Pablo,
F word.
Pablo,
it's show
what's
business.
The matter with you? He's got an F word for you, Pablo. Yes. Get out of here. What's the matter with you?
There you go. Sink down. Keep going.
That's right.
Keep going.
I don't know him,
keep
Chris.
Going.
I never met him before today.
You can sit up, Mina. You can sit up. It's fine.